One of my favorite people's back in town, Jason Chan, restaurateur here in Chicago, behind great places like Butter, his partner in Juno, the great sushi place that was up in Lincoln Park. Also worked with Lettuce Entertainment. That was the last time you were in.
Yes,
we're talking
sir.
About your sort of management track at Lettuce Entertainment. But you left to, we'll talk about it, Los Angeles came a calling to bring you into the company to help open restaurants here in Chicago. Katana will be open sometime, I would say, in the next season, I would say.
Yeah, we're looking for early to late March of 2017, if everything goes the way it should, but it never does.
Good to see you. How you been?
Great to see you. Thanks.
You look good. You look very LA.
Oh, I'm sun-kissed.
So you, I mean, part of the job is to go out and to observe the restaurants in Los Angeles before the concepts come to Chicago. So you spent the last couple months in Los Angeles. Talk about the experience of being in a different food market. You spent pretty much a big chunk of your life working for chefs here in Chicago and working in restaurants and being a restaurateur. What was it like being in LA?
It was great. It was a great learning experience, as all things. I was there for 4 months, and really what it gave me was a great perspective, but mostly not so much about the perspective of the clientele and the demographic and restaurants per se in the West Coast, but really gave me a really acute perspective on my hometown. Being away from Chicago for 4 months, I was very homesick, and it really actually brought me closer to my roots.
Interesting.
Yeah, being in the West Coast.
So you were thinking about Chicago, what you were missing here. It was cold.
Yeah,
it was cold.
Things, yeah, all the things I love, and you know, it was polar opposites. I think one of the reasons it's so cold in Chicago is to keep the soft people out.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an interesting idea of leaving town, because when you were at Lettuce, and I kind of just mentioned it, you know, you were really learning with the people at Lettuce about what it takes to open restaurants. And here you are now in a position where that's going to happen. And you had a track record, and Butter was a tremendous place in the West Loop. Juno as well, the sushi place. This is a company that's really about Japanese food. Katana's a sushi place. Well, I mean, you've worked in Japanese food before. What did you learn working with these guys in 4 months about the food that you didn't know already?
I think it was just mostly like everything in the restaurant business. I learned a different way to execute it, a different presentation. I was always told by a great restaurateur that you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle. And so this is just a new sizzle, a new execution on a cuisine that I love, which, you know, I love all Asian food. I love all food in general.
What's this cuisine in particular? This is like a very, very interesting fusion type high...
And yeah, it's kind of
sushi.
The best of both worlds. So what it is, Katana is a pretty infamous restaurant on the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. And what it is, it melds raw food and hot cooked food. So it's mainly Robata, which is a Japanese style, if you will, of cooking. It's basically cooking over Binchotan charcoal, and everything's on little skewers. Very Japanese, just very simple, really clean, delicious food. And then it also has a really wonderful sushi program. So they're kind of known as the premier place. They're literally, you know, the Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. Katana's kind of got the reputation and notoriety, the same thing that Gibson has. It's kind of known as the go-to spot. If you're a celebrity, that's where you go. If you're from out of town, that's where you go. Yeah.
So you're getting all sun-kissed in the celebrity culture, huh?
You know, it was pretty amazing.
I was looking for you on TMZ. I didn't see it.
Well, it's amazing because a lot of the celebrities that I met, which was every night, a lot of them were from Chicago.
That's how it works, right?
So it was great, yeah.
But, I mean, how much were you learning not only about Katana and the way that the restaurant works, but about just the hospitality and the way that the restaurant's marketing is? You know, like, I mean, because it's not just about the food. It's about the presentation. It's about the overall Katana experience.
Sure. What I really learned the most, again, was, you know, I tried to keep everything in perspective. And I learned just that. I learned the different markets. Chicago's market is clearly different from the West Coast. The thing I love about the Chicago market, and particularly the hospitality industry, is the people. This is the heart of America. the West Coast kind of represents the legs, so to speak. And New York,
right?
Yeah, New York, the East Coast, maybe, you know, like the shoulders, the head. And Chicago represents the heart. So it's two different markets. The way they market and their concept and the way they cater to their customers out there is a little different than what they do out here. Out there, of course, there's that celebrity factor. There's a lot of VIPs. I think we have a concentration and maybe a smaller percentage of quote-unquote VIPs.
I would think everybody that comes through is going to be an executive, who's going to be a producer, who's going to be an actor. I mean, you're as someone who's like in charge of seeing the people that are coming in, that's got to be pretty difficult.
Exactly. Well, what I really noticed was just the clientele was so different. You know, on an average night in Chicago, you might get some local celebrities or some VIPs, quote-unquote, people that are regulars in the restaurant and are known within the Chicago community or Chicago society. But when I was at Katana, literally every night, it was just that. It was producers, a lot of agents, but a lot of sports athletes, a lot of musicians, of course, a lot of actors. But mostly it was people in the sports industry. It was a big, that place is a big draw.
Well, I mean, it is, and it's well known. It's, like you said, Sunset Strip. It's kind of a restaurant you'd see on Entourage, if you will, for
Absolutely.
The people here. How does that translate to Chicago? I mean, that's something that we don't have necessarily here. So what are you going to do to bring that experience, a Katana experience here to Chicago that is going to, you know, be able to balance what they were doing and what they do on Sunset Strip and what you're going to do here, you know, by the Trump Tower?
Well, you know, one of the things I really love about the guys that I partnered up with in the group, IDG, is that they're very, very humble. They're coming to this town and they're really preemptive in saying, well, we need someone that's obviously from Chicago that can represent us well and someone that knows the heartbeat and the pulse of Chicago, particularly the restaurant business, for obvious reasons. And one thing that I really, really loved is they said, you know, what we want to do is we want to find someone that loves the Chicago market as much as we do. The reason they're coming to Chicago is because they had some, you know, some trips out here, saw the market, really fell in love with it, and embraced it. And what they said, you know, we should bring our brand here and let's do it in a really humble way and, you know, gently introduce ourselves in a subtle way to this Midwestern market. They have 7 to 8 restaurants in the state of California, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Vegas, 2 in Dubai. And, you know, they're just really down-to-earth guys. And that's why I decided to partner with them, because they're down-to-earth approach.
Okay, so let me ask you, it's difficult. I would say it's intimidating when you have a restaurant group that has that much success in the on the West Coast, and you mentioned the international spots as well. How do you get their attention? How do you, as the restaurateur they brought in for Chicago, how do you develop a relationship with them to be? Let me tell you, like, how it is. That's not going to work in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know,
to do that. You have to be assertive.
I wasn't assertive. I was myself. I was very quote unquote Chicagoan. I think the greatest thing about Chicago is the people. And to quote Anthony Bourdain, we don't bullcrap people. We don't stand for any douchery, so to speak. And we're very candid and forthright. There's no filter. I certainly speak my mind. And I think one thing that these guys from IDG found was that I'm very honest and forthright, and I think they appreciated that. I think they found that refreshing, all of them, you know, all three of them having grown up on the West Coast. I think they had to deal with a different type of business associate out there, and when they met me, I think they really realized, you know, this guy's really Chicagoan. He's down to earth. And one thing that I appreciated, and the reason I chose to resign from Let Us Entertain You and had that big conversation with Rich Melman, let him know I wanted to move on to bigger and better pastures, was because they're so down to earth and they really were looking for someone that was cut from the same cloth as they were. And that's one thing that I saw right from the get-go. And I really have to say that I love their approach. They're really humble guys. They're coming here with their hat in their hand. They're coming into a market in River North, which is just, you know, it's huge. And the last time I was here, we talked about the restaurant boom, the restaurant gold rush that's going on right now. It's kind of golden era. And there's a lot of outsiders coming into Chicago. And I think they're smart, not for choosing me, but in their process.
That's so interesting. You're right. I mean, you think about this is a moment where in the Chicago culinary scene, where we've gone from the sort of the big restaurateurs that are opening six or seven restaurants, like the, you know, the cats who do Publican, things like that, or Brendan Sodikoff and that crew, to outside ventures.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, new Nobu Hotel coming in on Randolph there. You see even at the fast food level, you know, the Shake Shacks and the others. I mean, there seems to be, you know, a lot of investment from outside of Chicago coming here because the culinary scene is so robust. How do you stand out? How does a company that is not a Chicago company stand out or at least compete against those that are?
I think integrity, mainly because it can't be imitated. It can't be faked. They have a solid product. They have a great reputation. It precedes them. You know, there are very few restaurants that have longevity. They opened Katana 14 years ago, and it's still going strong.
Yeah, right.
Much like Gibson's, it's an institution, especially on the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. It's, you know, it's a revolving door. Things are going in and out. But then once you establish yourself as an institution, you better pay the dividends and live up to the reputation, which they have for 14 years. So, you know, one of the things I plan to do when they come here, when we open, that's going to stand out is that, number one, food's got to be great. The quality's got to be there. Number two, the service. I think many places struggle with those places, but that's what set the great places apart from the rest, yeah, is the food and the service. Third, you know, your beverage program, because of the style and the concept and the cuisine, you know, sake, Asian beverages, Asian cocktails, it's going to be there. And then the ambiance. They're going to create a really amazing space in the old Bin 36.
That's right in the House of Blues space right there.
It's across from the House of Blues. Yeah.
Those are the four. That's the Jason Chan's rules of engagement.
Well, I don't know if they're one my rules.
Number one, food.
Yeah.
Two, service. Three, beverage. Yeah. Four, ambiance.
Yeah. And so I think when you can hit on all cylinders and, again, take a precedent and a pecking order and really focus on the quality of the food and the consistency and quality of the service, everything else will kind of fall in place. You know, one thing I noticed that's different out in L.A. now is that whole West Coast, L.A., Hollywood, or California cuisine is slowly dissipating. There's this whole new movement of food going in, especially into downtown L.A. and L.A., that's more, how do I say it? It's more hearty and comfort food driven.
Oh, interesting.
Matter of fact, a lot of the places that I went to, a few of the places that I went to, the chefs literally had a favorite restaurant in Chicago that they kind of
used. So that's
used
what they're emulating.
As a business model for their place in LA.
Because there is, I mean, obviously the food here is top notch and, you know, it's interesting to see that it's being imported other places. Okay, so I'm interested just in you know, as the culinary scene changes and evolves, and we're seeing this, I mean, with the James Beards coming here and other places, I mean, we're at a different point than where we were when you were running at Red Light and Vigo and Marché and those places 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Is it a good thing that the culinary scene is evolving this way, that there are more players from outside Chicago, or is this something that, you know, you kind of want to, you know, keep your eye on?
I think so. You know, it's just one begets the other. I look at New York 25 years ago. I look at this industry as a whole over the last 5 years, and all it's going to do is bring more and more international and world attention to our town. Food is a universal language. So regardless of your ethnic background, your ethnicity, your age, it's a universal language. And the more and more this culinary and hospitality industry grows in Chicago, the more and more we're going to grow geographically, economically, you know, across the board. I think, and we spoke about this the last time I was here, is I think we're no longer considered the second city, especially when it comes to food. We are now, you know, again, the food capital of North America. There's restaurateurs, there's restaurant groups, and what are they after? Are they after the architecture? Are they after the weather? Definitely not. What they're after is the demographic.
They're after
the people, because Chicago represents the heartland of America. This is the Midwest. We are kind of centrally located, not only geographically, but then you look on, you know, socioeconomically. You've got, I would say, and I'm just guessing, I'm not an expert on this, but I look at all the neighborhoods in Chicago, Wicker Park, in you know, in particular, and DePaul. Everyone's from Michigan. Right. Everyone's from Michigan. Everyone's from Wisconsin. Everyone's from Ohio. You know, this is kind of the New York of the Midwest, because if you go to college in Indiana or Michigan or Ohio or Wisconsin, you're looking for a job in a big city, and the closest big city is Chicago.
Here, yeah. Great to see you, man.
Great to see you. Great to be here.
Jason Chan, restaurateur, chef, longtime Chicagoan who's been in restaurants like Butter, also Juno, worked for Let Us Entertain You. Before that, I mentioned, you know, you working in some of the OG places here in Chicago that started the culinary boom. But now working to bring Katana here to Chicago, which will be in the old Bin 36 space, which is right across from House of Blues. Jason, you got to come back. I think we should do a segment about, you know, whenever you're back in town, talk about the things you've learned as you get ready to launch this restaurant.
I would love that.
Yeah,
Jason,
it's great
to
have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.